We're back for another week of What the Tuck with Brittany
and Lindsay.
Yes, we are back for another week. And it's a good week because it's makeover week.
It's true.
I love when they do drag makeovers.
I do too. I think that, like last week, how it was an acting challenge, this is one of those weeks where you really get to see if, when they're put outside of their comfort zone, even people who are really good with makeup,
if they can't do other people's makeup, or they can't like understand how to make each other look good, not just in their own little bubble.
Yes. So, and it's just fun. I love seeing...
It's just fun. I've got hair stuck on my microphone.
I'm going to say you look like a crazy person right now.
That's fine. What else is new?
It's just, it's so fun. I like how they get all the different categories of peeps in every season.
I know. And last season was so funny with the crew members.
Oh, I love that one.
And
it's like one of the most awkward makeovers.
It's so funny though.
That's so good.
All right. So why don't we just jump into our after runway drama?
Well, I think it's safe to say that Aquaria has become the new villain. Yes. Man, she's just so into herself. I can't.
It's just frustrating because I don't think she has any clue how to be like a normal person. No. Like how to just exist around other people without like putting her foot in her mouth.
Yeah. And I said this last week and I will say it again. She just doesn't know how to talk. Like she can't articulate anything, even the most simple sentence. So that's kind of harsh. She can say words a little bit, but when
she's no words,
just talking in grunts.
I am Aquarius.
I love drag. At least we would get more of an understanding of who she is as a person.
Maybe she'd have an interesting caveman backstory.
Oh, I would take it. I would take it. Right now, to me, she's just one of those really nice, like, glitter boxes you get for Christmas.
That you just put into the recycling bin right away?
Exactly.
Because you don't want glitter all over everything?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just no substance there. And you know what? I guess fine, you know, be you, I guess, but it's not very appealing to watch.
But don't bring other people down. Like, that's the whole thing. So in the after runway drama, right off the bat, you know, they're talking about how Eureka and Cameron both got saved in a double save and how grateful they are to still be around. And they both look slightly traumatized from the experience. But then they're, you know, applauding each other on... Well, everyone's applauding them on the double split because that was super fun.
And I was so impressed because I was like, oh my God, we aren't going into this with negativity, Vixen, because she's gone.
Right. But then Aquaria, right off the bat, is like, well, somebody needs to go home. And, well, somebody should have, like, I don't know.
And I wanted to be the top five, and now you're holding me back from, and this can't happen again. And I'm like, girl, this happens all the time. Well, bring people back. They don't eliminate people. Don't act so freaking surprised.
Plus, just do your best and, like, stop worrying so much about what everybody else is doing. Like, just chill out.
And I hate how she's saying this while it's a close-up of her face and there are those freaking...
Lobes.
Booger lobes that are just killing me. Look, just big old wads of phlegm on her ears. I'm like, this is your worst week and you're trying to...
Like, act all high and mighty and entitled and... I loved it, though, because Asia was having none of it.
Asia to the rescue.
Asia was just like, girl, like, don't be walking around, like, throwing shade all around this room. Like, we're just here doing our best.
Well, and she just calls out, I love how you take something that's really positive and about these two, and you somehow morph it to turn into giving yourself attention.
Exactly.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it before where she'll just start shit or make weird comments just to focus the attention back on her, which, okay, good job. You know, you're selling yourself. But at the same time, it's making you look really
petty,
shallow,
yeah,
and narcissistic, and yeah, it's just bad.
It's not coming across well.
No, but it's making Asia look amazing. I love how in that what do they call that when they're just focused on the one person interview?
Oh, the little talking head interview thing.
Yes, yeah. And she's all, no, wait, I got more to she's say. All,
she just what did she say? It. She's all, no, I'm not done.
I love it. I love it. I'm
so funny.
I just, that gave Asia another tick for me for Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, she's so funny.
It's just good. It's like,
she calls them like she sees them, and yeah, I like it.
And it's a good way. Instead of Vixen, it's not like then like turning it into this tornado of hate. It's just like calling out bullshit and being like, no, this isn't right. Like,
it reminds me of like when Latrice Royale was around, and you know, if somebody was acting a fool, she would be like, hey, you're acting a fool.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, oh, yeah, not to be mean. It's just like, hey, stop being like that.
Yeah.
I did think it was quite interesting, however, that they came back the next day and all of a sudden Aquaria is trying to backtrack from being all bitchy.
Oh, the lamest apology known to man.
It's like, come on. Like,
I don't know how to talk, and I'm sorry if you guys got upset about it, but you're not saying sorry. You're just trying to smooth things over so people.
Yeah. So you don't have a target on your back.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Again, it was just, you can't articulate well. It's making it look worse. Just own the fact that you said something really stupid and move on.
Yeah. Ugh.
No. No.
Yeah. Not digging it.
No diggity.
No doubt.
I did love too. Eureka is very adamant about no three queens from New York City in the final. I think it's revived her lust for life.
We shall life see.
Lines. Yeah, I mean, New York, they got some good queens.
They do, but we like the diversity of, like, the different styles of queens. And I agree, you know, like, I don't think, like, I don't want to just see, you know, all queens from one sort of genre in the top three. I like the variety.
Agreed.
But, you know, but if that's who deserves it.
I don't want chocolates that are all milk chocolate. I want,
you want a sampler pack.
And yeah.
You don't want, you know, to go to the donut shop and pick out three chocolate glaze. You want a chocolate glaze. You want a cake donut with coconut, and you want a jelly filled.
Exactly.
Right?
It is National Donut Day.
I know.
So
that's why I brought it up.
I'm impressed. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I love Asia. I'm all about that pageant-y queen. I hope she keeps turning it out. And
I would like to see Asia in the top three. I don't know if I yet feel that I want her to win, but I would like to see her. I feel like I want to see more of her to the, yeah, point of, like, in the finale.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. So let's talk about the mini challenge, which, so fun. Oh, but before we get into that, Rue comes in a print extravaganza.
So many things happening.
I love it.
I didn't know where to look.
I love clashing prints. It was like a white with black polka dotted shirt and then a extreme floral print suit on top. It was
beautiful.
I loved it.
One human could maybe pull off one of those.
Rue can do whatever.
Rue is not human. We've come to accept this.
A fashion alien.
That's good. She is a fashion alien because, good God.
Androgynous fashion alien.
That should be a shirt. I bet it would sell.
I'll make it.
Super fancy.
Hashtag shirt idea.
Nice.
Thank you. All right.
So into this mini challenge.
Ads for a men's cologne.
Trade.
So it's a manly quick makeover of themselves to look as mannish as possible.
Butch man,
like, we're talking lumberjacks, mechanics, what else was there?
Like, you run into plumbers. Them in line at Home Depot.
Right. Which, at this point in time, I don't know if any of those queens have ever been to Home Depot. It
I don't know. That okay. would be
there. These were a stretch. I'm just going to say that I don't know that there was a single one of them that felt realistic to me.
No, because even though they dressed up and some were a little more convincing, they were definitely still caricatures.
Yeah, for sure. Which was what made it funny. But then some of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's just break it down. Let's go down the list. But Cameron was first as a lumberjack. Oh, goodness.
That body, yaddy yaddy.
Looking good. Shorty shorts.
Which to me is so funny because it's like, okay, you got all the man going on. You got everything. And he's like, I'm going to take this off. And it's the short shorts. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
There's no no lumberjacks out there in shorty shorts. I'll tell you that much. No. It was hilarious, though.
But again, it was that thing that just made it super funny. And to me, taglines, the best.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So flawless and just natural, which for someone like Cameron.
I like Cameron's like mannish voice. I thought was really funny.
Yeah. So I loved Cameron's.
I thought Cameron was really great.
Oh, Lordy.
God. Aquaria looked like like if Dolce and Gabbana decided to do an ad with a mechanic in it.
Yeah,
it was like
or like a very stylish mechanic, because that hat and
like in Italian Vogue or something,
and that pencil mustache. I'm just
and like excessive, like sort of eyeshadow, like this weird smudgy red eyeshadow
and foundation. So it's like
you don't get it.
You know what?
Mechanics
that's fine,
have
girl.
Dirt
if
on
you
their
cannot
face.
Go that far. Yeah, some people just can't.
I think Aquaria is one of those people where I don't think that she would ever feel comfortable looking ugly on purpose in front of anybody.
Oh, I 100,
like you could never
agree.
Like, so after Aquaria, we had Monet, who was a hilarious looking lumberjack with a funny mustache, but could not get that sassitude out of there.
Yeah. I like how Rue kept saying, stop, you know, you're doing that little.
Stop popping your hip. Yeah. And like, and it's like a funny line and then hip pop or mm-hmm. like, or, you know, like winky face. It's like, no, be mannish.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, good look, but.
But couldn't really pull off the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we get Freaky Eureka. I thought it was good. It was very Joe Dirt.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, and like the sort of vocalization was really funny, like the accent. And it definitely seemed like an SNL type character.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was well done.
Cracker. Oh, my goodness. I just wrote next to it. No.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Super weird and
it wasn't
weird
funny.
Look.
It wasn't mannish. It was just mostly creepy.
Yeah.
It looked really creepy. And the delivery was not good either.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Not good taglines. Yeah.
It was just rough across the board.
Nah. Move on. So lastly, we have Asia.
And Asia's was a little odd to me.
Asia to me is like a queer. Well, no. I don't ever want to say that.
It wasn't, no. Like
I just don't think Asia, I think Asia is just too feminine.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds weird, but even for this, and you could see that she was really trying, but it's just, there's just too much lady there.
Yeah, there was too much lady. Like, there wasn't enough masculine edge to take you,
no.
any of the lady away.
No, it was, it reminded me of like a comedy where it's a spoof to try and get, pass, you know,
yeah.
a lady as a man, and it just
and
is
it
not work
isn't
at
good.
All.
Yeah.
So it was comical, but didn't quite fit the challenge.
Agreed. So Eureka was the winner.
No surprise there. Although I did really like Cameron's.
I did like Cameron's. I would have been happy if Cameron or Eureka won.
The thing that I feel like everyone, the contestants on the show. Just no one holds a candle to Eureka. So when it's anything like this, she just always wins. And so that's why I'm a little frustrated, because, yeah, it comes off good and it's very gaggy. It's very funny. But I don't feel like that has to always be it. And so, like, for me, Cameron, it was super, it was, like I said, it was like the manly, you know.
Yeah, but it was, it wasn't funny. Over the it top. Was still funny, but yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know. I think that Cameron could have been the winner just as easily.
I agree. And, you know, I think, to me, fart jokes are cheap. I just,
yeah,
I'm an adult now, so I'm kind of over them.
Oh, I see how it is.
I know. I've grown past Mad TV. It's weird. So that's why I liked Cameron's better. I thought it fit the theme a lot better, because to me that's like,
yeah, know, it definitely
fragrance for men.
Yeah, it seemed more like that and less campy, which
yeah.
But it was fine. I mean, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. Yeah, exactly.
And then in the maxi challenge coming up, that means that Eureka gets special privileges. So. Our maxi challenge this week was social media kings into queens. So social media giants getting
the YouTubes,
the tweeters, the grammars,
Chattigans. What's calling
that sounds like a like a Disney cartoon or something. The Snap Chattigans.
I should sell that.
Sell it. So Lindsay and I. Admittedly had to do a little bit of Googling real quick. We had to pause the show and Google who these people were, because
I don't know why I'm so out of the loop.
Well, the problem is
this.
Like I watch YouTube, but more for like informational things. Like if I need, you know, like, oh, I need to know how to do this, or like,
I think it really, and I'm gonna sound old and maybe this isn't totally correct, but I do think it is somewhat of a generational thing.
No, I agree.
That I've just definitely not picked up on.
So we had Tyler Oakley, who is a YouTuber. Apparently he's all over the place. Talking about LGBT issues, pop culture stuff. Chester C-S-E-E, who is a musician, singer, actor, YouTuber. Kingsley, who is a comedian, talking about pop culture and something called Ask Kingsley. Anthony Padilla, who is a YouTuber, a group named Smosh.
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 YouTuber.
Something.
I don't know. blah, 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 blah. Raymond Braun, YouTuber, talking about LGBT issues.
Adorable.
He is adorbs. And Frankie Grande. I did know who he was because I've seen memes of him. He is Ariana Grande's brother, and apparently he was on Big Brother, but he's big in social media as well. So Eureka gets to pair them. Lindsay, do you want to run down the list of who got paired?
Yes, I do, sister.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we've got Tyler with Monet. Then we have Chester C with Miss Cracker. The Kingsley with Aquaria, Anthony with Cameron, Raymond with Asia, and Frankie with Eureka, which was terrifying.
Whoa, whoa, wee, whoa. So much energy between the two of them. It was like,
from the first moment. Yeah. I mean, the two most out of control, but over the top crazy people
I can see why Eureka was
drawn
to Frankie.
Yes.
Part of me feels like, oh boy, is that a good idea?
Well, you know, we'll see. I guess
we shall see.
I guess so. First impressions, they went around the room, of course, to kind of see how their first
interactions,
yeah, of each other.
Yeah.
So Tyler with Monet, I mean, what a way to start this off. First off, Tyler is adorable.
Too cute.
Just so happy and excited to be there. And Monet, of course, super exuberant, just fun. And so to me, it was really great chemistry right off
off the bat, right out of the gate.
I was trying to think of another one. I came up dry. So, you know, that made me really excited to see how they're going to do, because so much of this outside of just the look is the chemistry, and they go into it this episode, but it's apparent every season they do this. If there's nothing there,
it doesn't come off well on the runway.
No. And honestly, I think that the queens aren't as invested in making them look good if they're not, there's not some kind of connection there.
Yeah, it's more of a chore. It's not as fun for them.
Yeah, and maybe not a, can't think of the words. I'm pulling an Aquaria right now.
snap.
You know, maybe it's not intentional, but kind of a subconscious. That's not a word. What am I trying?
Subconscious.
Yeah, subconscious.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, words.
I like it.
Oh, my.
Lordy, lordy. Look who's 40.
I'm out right there. No, not really. you but wish. Yeah, so, you know, if the chemistry is not there, it's the whole package. And so that's definitely not a problem with Tyler and Monet.
We had Chester, C, and Cracker. And their first interaction with each other was a little
weird.
Like, you could tell that Chester was nervous.
Chester reminds me of a me person, because I'm very shy and introverted, especially when I meet new people. And so I feel like that is how I would act if I was in that situation. I'm not a manly man, which I put down there, but.
No, you're not a manly man.
Thank you. But
were you waiting for that? Like, reassure me.
The stubble's only a little long.
We'll tweeze it after the podcast.
Thank you. So, you know, and let's be honest, heterosexual man.
You worry a little bit.
It's always a little bit of a harder transition.
Well, and you worry if they can tap into their femininity, like their feminine side, to be able, like, it's just a little bit harder, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, let's see, we had Kingsley and Aquaria, who had some good chemistry. Like, they seemed like they were definitely, like, talking in an easy way, like, kind of connecting in certain ways that seemed promising.
Yeah. The only thing to me is Kingsley seemed even more shy and reserved.
Timid, yeah.
You know, I think completely is a thing with when you're doing these YouTube shows, and I mean on here as well, you don't have to be this person in front of new people.
Well, there's no audience.
Exactly. And so it's easier to kind of be yourself and let loose when you're introverted with myself.
Right.
And so that's kind of how I see it, is, you know, he's super, super popular, has tons of followers, but looked really reserved and shy.
It's very different to be sitting by yourself, you know, talking to an imagined audience, than to be meeting new people and stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something totally new.
Yep.
Those are two very different experiences.
Yeah. So, you know, they seemed, I feel like it went well between the two of them.
Yeah.
But I came out of that interaction with some reservations. Like, I don't know how.
You wonder, if
because Aquaria isn't a person who would pull someone like that out of the box.
Well, Aquaria is in it for Aquaria, and I don't know that Aquaria in a makeover situation is going to be able to get over, I need to look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, who else did we have? Oh, okay, so Anthony, Padilla, and Cameron.
Oh. This made me want to crawl under a blanket.
It was so uncomfortable to watch.
It's just, again, Cameron is my girl. I love her. I feel like I relate somewhat not because I'm incredibly buff, because I am not, but just the introvert. I do relate with that, but, oh.
I just feel like straight off the bat, like the second that Cameron heard that Anthony was straight, there was an immediate pullback.
Yeah.
That made it very awkward. And then Anthony Padilla is a very kind of reserved, almost shy person too. And so there was nobody doing the work of like, hey, let's get this going. Let's pull ourselves out of this. Let's figure it out. Like there was,
it's like when you're sitting in a room with like, with your in-laws, like, oh, what do we talk about?
Like, and you're
we
like,
we need to get along and
someone
say
needs
stuff,
to say something.
You know, yeah. You're just reaching into the depths of your soul to try and make things not awkward, but it makes it worse.
And it's hard because, you know, with somebody that you have good chemistry with, you don't even worry about those things because you instantly kind of have a spark and things start to move.
Yeah.
But when that doesn't happen, you have to work at it. And if there's not someone who's willing to like step up and do the work, then you just sit there kind of looking at your feet.
Yeah.
Which is what they were doing.
Which is interesting since he is the comedian. But again, yeah, I guess if you're kind of behind the wall of...
And he was outside of his comfort zone, I think, because
yeah.
He's a straight man in a show that he doesn't really watch. And, you know, I think that being outside of your comfort zone on top of that, it just made it where it was not connecting.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
weird.
It was a pool of weirdness and I hated it. And I just wanted them to move on. I was like, stop drawing this out. This is making me feel weird.
I know. Then we had Raymond Braun and Asia, which...
Okay, so I wrote down match made in heaven.
Too cute. Yeah, like
so
I feel like
good.
They're going to be like best friends now.
I would be surprised if they're not because from the second, at least of what we see.
Yeah.
They just hit it off. I mean, Raymond says, just everything that clicks with Asia, you know, and just someone I would want to hang out with. And
yeah, they totally seemed person. Like they just had very... compatible personalities and aesthetics, and so it definitely seemed like a good fit.
And I love that he just goes right over and it's like,
let me see your clothes,
I love this jacket.
I know.
Like,
honestly,
oh man,
that would be me though. I'm like, show me your clothes.
And then he's strutting down and all the other queens are like, oh,
uh-oh. I know,
like, yeah, you look.
I loved it.
That made up for how awkward Cameron and Anthony were. Just,
yeah, no, I agree. Oh, you're like, oh, okay,
that.
This is not all going to be painful.
No.
It was really cute. And then Frankie and Eureka were just like gushing all over each other. It was so much yelling and talking. And
two people who are used to being the loud person in the room trying to figure out like, the cues for when another person can talk.
I know. It was Ooh. It was an interesting dance that was going on
it
between
was.
The two of them.
It was.
But they definitely, you know, they both have a high energy level. So that's, you know, it wasn't boring.
Yeah, and I didn't come out of it thinking that it was going to be such a train wreck as I thought it was going to be from the get-go. So
no, they seemed compatible, which was good. They weren't like butting heads. It just seemed like... You know, they were each sort of waiting for their turn to talk, which is kind of funny.
And maybe good for Eureka.
Yeah.
Little lesson.
Yep. So then Rue came to do a walkthrough, which I always love.
Her walkthroughs, I feel like this season
are on point.
Seriously. Like,
love.
So good. They're either super inspirational or really helpful. And this week, I thought they were just
sassy.
Funny as hell.
Just sass. All across the board.
I
so funny.
I couldn't even handle every single station she went to.
She was cracking it up. Oh my God. My very favorite was when she was talking to Anthony and Cameron and she said, so did you, you know, tell Anthony what it's all about, you know, like all about drag? And Cameron goes, I think that we talked about it. And Rue goes, bitch, you in a coma? You think you talked about it? It's like, oh my God.
I know.
It was so funny.
So, so good. And when she's talking about, you know, everyone's got those closed-toed shoes on. You got to get something that's expandable. It's like, that is drag knowledge. She's been dropping it all over
like,
the place.
Like, she knows. You all better be listening.
Ugh.
Oh, and when she called Tyler Oakley out for having a big old butt and he like went,
ma'am.
He went beet red. Oh my gosh. He was so like shy and embarrassed. It was so funny.
I would lose it. I would do the exact same thing.
You're like, oh, Rue just talked about my butt.
I could die it was a so happy funny. Person at that point.
I loved it.
And I loved, and this is going to be a quote I just take forever, is when she said that life is a banquet and most people are starving to death.
Oh, I love
it's like,
it.
That's such a good, it's like, so
go
true.
Go get it. Go get it. It's don't, out there.
Yeah, don't be so reserved and afraid to yeah. go out and do what you want to do and live your life.
Yeah, I loved it.
I love that. I loved it. And so, you know, sassy as hell, but still dropping knowledge.
Yes. And I did think it was hilarious that we had another instance with Aquaria where Rue came over and instant overconfidence.
Ugh.
Like instant. There was like no dialogue going on. It's just Aquaria talking about how wonderful she's going to do and how good she is at makeup and how everything's going to work out perfect. And it's like, oh my God. Like, let Rue get a word in edgewise and have a little humility.
Well, and that's the one, though, too, where she did drop the knowledge about the life thing, because then Kingsley comes out and it's like, you know, I've thought of it, about it before, but I've been afraid. You know, it's more fear. I don't want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. fail at this. And so it's like, okay, Aquaria. So basically, you're just talking yourself up. Like, have you even branched this question
no.
with him at all up to this point?
Well, because Aquaria is about Aquaria, not anybody else. Yeah. And always, always the people who do the very best in these makeover competitions, they put all of their effort and attention into that other person. And they yeah. still, you know, they pull their stuff together too. It's not like they have to look sloppy, but you have to make the other person comfortable and happy and feel beautiful, because that yeah. is the point.
Yeah. Which, getting into the actual
runway.
Well, let's do getting ready for the runway.
Oh, yes, we totally should, because that's where we will find our made to throw shade moment.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha.
So shady.
Shady. Let me pull it up here. And the fun part about this made to throw shade moment is that it comes from one of the makeover recipients, not one of our girls.
That's, you know.
I love it. I think that's so perfect. So all of the girls are sitting around and Monet is working on, or no, not Monet, Asia. Asia is working on Raymond bronze makeup and talking to Eureka. And here we go.
One, what was your strategy with the assignments, Eureka?
To lead anyone I could possibly lead to their demise.
Including yourself.
Burn.
Including yourself. All that sass. I love it. That was so funny. I thought that was so great.
So good. So good. And I do want to mention, it was harder this episode to find a really shady moment.
Which is kind of nice.
Exactly.
I mean, there were some funny like jabs here and there, like little things, but there wasn't anything like full on shady.
Yeah.
And that is
There's no
nice.
Vixen moments. Which may be a new thing. Next season, we can have Shady, where it's fun and nice and sassy, and Vixen, where they're just being
mean.
A bitch. Okay, so one of my favorite moments of maybe this whole season.
Oh, Lindsay, I feel like I'm going to watch this moment when I'm feeling down. I'm going to be like, I need to feel good about the world.
Seriously, I can't even handle it. So Miss Cracker has finished making Cookie.
Ms. Cookie. Sorry, go ahead.
Ms. Cookie into her beautiful drag self. And so she's not facing the mirror and the camera's showing the back of her head, and she spins her around to that reveal moment. And she's just like, I'm beautiful. And she's doing all these like...
Oh my God. Mother, I am beautiful.
That is a straight man.
And I am just... And she's doing all these like poses with her hands on
somebody
her face.
Says it's so funny. They're like, oh, she has gone full Alyssa Edwards in the mirror. And it's so true.
It's so funny. She looks so good. And she
does look beautiful.
We're talking this... My notes say super shy man.
And fully bearded, so shy, was like fully shocked when Cracker started explaining what tucking was. Like, oh my God, complete transformation.
So good.
Funny. I loved it. The joy in his face is catching.
Oh yeah.
It's so good. Oh yeah.
I my face hurt from smiling after that. It's just like what Ruth said. It's you get into this and you feel so confident and you're just this other person and you just let loose. And if that right there isn't just the proof of those words,
like
I don't
how
know
empowering
is.
That can be. Like sometimes it is empowering to like put on a full on mask of someone else and just like let a whole other side of yourself out that you're normally kind of keep in because, you know, either you're afraid to let it out or maybe it's not a main part of you, but it feels good to let it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Oh, so funny.
I loved it. I hope there are memes for days. I will watch them all. So, so good.
Oh, and then Cameron is sitting there with Anthony on the other side of the room and Anthony's like, oh, don't you feel lonely over here? And Cameron's talking about how much more comfortable she is just doing things on her own. And I'm like, girl, go be a friend.
And then it's so sad because Anthony's just like, well, you know, it does look like they're having a lot of fun over
I
there.
I know. It was really sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cameron needs to let go a little more.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we all have stuff in our life, but when you let go, you can let a lot of goodness in there. And I just feel like if that's the place to do it, I just wish that
yeah,
she would.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I'd say those were my top moments in.
Yeah.
While they were getting ready.
I agree. I totally agree.
So let's get to that.
Oh,
runway.
Let's talk about that RuPaul dress.
Okay, so we have the same thought at the same time.
Yes, Lindsay and I both, she comes out looking amazing, and we both thought at the same time. Harley Quinn realness.
Black. You said it, and I just looked at you, and I was like, get out of my head.
And it looked, that pop of like, green eyeshadow and that giant wig that was like, it was like undulating waves. It wasn't quite curls. It was so good.
Beautiful.
So good. And Beautiful. Can we talk about that hilarious breakdown Vanjie moment?
I can't because it doesn't even start, but you know where it's leading.
And she can't even like get started on it before she starts breaking down.
I just can't. I mean, she's so just funny. Like holding herself laughing. Like, I don't know what it is, but just that kind of glimpse beyond the veil of, you know, editing to
I
see
love it.
Those little moments. I just
very real.
I love
human RuPaul.
And just to
hilarious.
See the interactions between, you know, Michelle and all of I just
yes.
oh it gets me.
I absolutely
it
loved
me.
It. It was so funny.
And she starts even stepping backwards like oh.
It's so funny.
I can't. Michelle, don't you do it.
Don't you do it. Oh my gosh.
I can't. I'm going to watch that again right after this.
Oh my God. So this week for judges, we had Miles Heisler? I don't know.
Heisenberg?
From the show 13 Reasons Why, which I've never watched, and I didn't know
no.
who this little baby boy was.
No.
He's just a little baby boy.
A little baby boy. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to look it up. You tell him who else
I'm
is.
I'm
going to
guess and say that he's 20 years old. Okay, then we also had Lizzo, which I have never heard of before either. But she is a recording artist, singer, and
her outfit.
Oh, I wrote down Atlanta hair show realness.
Okay, that's exactly.
Lindsay,
I didn't even.
That is legit Atlanta hair show. Looking like with the diamonds in that like sweeped bang that is just like laid to the forehead with diamonds, diamond choker. Like it was legit. Atlanta, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
It was so much fun. I loved it. I loved every single moment of it. And she was hilarious.
She was so funny on the panel. Like, oh my gosh, she was like cracking me up left and right. And we'll get to it later, but now I want to go get her album. I want to know more about her. I want to see her videos. I want to know who she is, because she is too much. Hilarious.
Just great.
And so cute.
So cute.
Oh.
No, I was all about her. Whereas I have... we'll just say that. But let's just say it now.
Okay.
Miles.
I'm just going to say this first before we start. You know... you're just on a show. You're there to judge, so we're going to judge you a little.
We were made for judging.
I'm sorry. You're on the show. But Miles, you have to be the most boring judge of all time.
I
of all time.
100% agree. How can you be on a show like that and be just monotone? And
even when she introduced him and he goes... I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I couldn't handle it. I was like,
Are you?
Weird. Okay. So well, weird. Maybe he'll pick it up later on.
And, oh man. It was so monotone and bored
and
the whole time.
And I'm sorry if you love him. You know, maybe he's a great actor. Yeah. I also have not watched this show because I don't want to.
I know I can't handle it. So,
but man, at least in this exchange, in this interaction, in this world, he is just like the most, he's like mauve. He's the color mauve.
I don't know if he's even mauve. I think he's probably just beige.
Puke.
Just kidding. That's...
he's just boring. Oh my goodness. The judges have been so good this season.
It really has been so much fun every episode. So this one, it was kind of a bummer. I'm so glad Lizzo was there because she definitely made up for it.
Agreed.
All right. So let's get into the runway looks.
Yes.
Straight out the gate, we had
Asia. And America O'Hare.
Which it was a funny name.
Yeah. No, I thought that was fun. That was good.
I liked it.
Matching. Colorful
bling coats, just covered.
I love them.
It was so fun. It literally looked like a craft closet exploded on them, and it was really fun.
Mm-hmm. No, it was good. You know, they have the matching coats. They have the hair that was kind of that. You're the hairstylist. Where is it? Where the roots are showing a little bit, and you have the blonde.
Oh, just like a shadow root
blonde.
Yeah.
I'm so good. You know, which kind of matched, and their makeup was on point and kind of matched, and then they had kind of the leather, tight leather.
It was good. It definitely felt like they belonged on stage together.
Yeah.
I definitely saw the resemblance, the family resemblance.
It was
there.
Good, and their interactions together on stage were really
and
good as well.
And America O'Hare was living, having the best time.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was a really good way to start the episode. I loved it. So
I was
having every moment of it. So then
we had, I wrote them down in the wrong order.
I did too. So let's just go down. So okay. Eureka,
which is fun.
Yeah, it's cute. I could do that.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all.
You cannot get over it.
This is the thing, is I think Eureka is cute and has fun personality, but what was that look all about?
Well, here's my thing.
I did not like the dresses.
No, the tulle-y
weird,
shoulder
the like puff
things.
Sleeve and thing. And I know she was all like, it's 90s drag. And it's like, but that's not reading as that. It looks just dated and weird.
I never thought that.
And then, God damn it, with those. I hate that Kewpie hair so much.
And here's what I haven't minded. I haven't minded it as much. But here's what got me, or here's what gets me at this point. You can recycle looks with, you know, wigs you've worn before if they look different. But the problem with having such a pronounced wig or such a unique wig is you can tell when you're using it over
it looks the
and
same over and over
well,
again.
It's absolutely the
well,
same
I know,
wig.
But then
and
the
so,
problem is I feel like it makes her looks look the same because it's so like
Well, why not, if you're going for that look, at least have several of those? It's like she has one or two that she keeps using. And so it's not, it's just as much as I'm hating the, is it Penny Wigs?
Pussycat wigs
on Monet. It's just, it's the same thing over and over again.
Show some versatility. Do something different. And I don't, I truly don't think that she did Eureka any favors. I think that she did look like Eureka. Like, they did look, you know, similar because they had the same look going. But I think that Eureka could have looked really cute as a woman, but instead she looked like a cartoon character.
I'll have to disagree a little bit there, because I thought Eureka looked better than Eureka.
Well, but not great.
I liked her look. To me, she looked like Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Oh, legit.
Like,
yeah, I felt like we were going to be hearing about some cuckoo pretty soon.
Exactly. And so I didn't like the dress as much, but I thought her makeup was done well. And I feel like because it's a new look and a new wig with Eureka, I thought it was fine. I thought she looked way better than Eureka.
Yeah.
But again, I put fine. Like, they matched and they had good chemistry out there, but again,
they did have good chemistry, and so I appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let us talk about blah 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 Aquaria. Ugh.
So I hated it. I hated every bit of it. And
yeah.
Like, you know, the judges go into how they enjoyed they really enjoyed the makeup. Sound British. But to me, it's like the makeup was okay. I guess the gems on the face or some were, gave it a little more, a little extra.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was great. And I thought Aquaria's looked sloppy and not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was Capricornia.
Capricia Corn, which is a stupid name.
It's a horrible name. Looked awful. Her wig looked like she was a conehead. Like, she had to wear a wig to cover up her conehead. The dress looks sloppy and ugly. I just hated everything about it. They had no chemistry
up
there.
Well, their looks didn't go together. Plus, they both just looked boring and sad on the stage.
Well, and it's just like, Aquaria was the queen, and then there's this afterthought walking behind her. It was just
bad. Well, that
was
the problem, is that Aquaria didn't seem to like do any work to try and like pump up and excite and like make Capricia feel comfortable.
No,
because she looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, she looked super uncomfortable and she looked bad. I'm so sorry. She just looked bad.
I think it could have been better. Then we had,
Woolman.
I said man because I wrote it next to here. Cameron.
Oh, okay.
It's not that far off. So Cameron comes out with Cameron Michaels and Kelly Michaels. Kelly is a man.
Yeah. It looked like bad Halloween costume.
Or like a movie where like Zac Efron had to dress up as a girl to sneak into a sorority party or something.
Yeah.
And does not know how to act like a woman in any sense of the word.
No.
And that was Kelly Michaels. There was not a single feminine movement in that entire runway presentation.
Yeah. Well, and there was no padding. There was no, I mean, the wig was okay, but the makeup in my mind was not good.
It wasn't very good. And Kelly Michaels did this thing where at one point she was like trying to dance and she sucked her lips into her mouth. So it looked like she had no lips.
Yeah.
Like she was like biting her lips in, and it was like, oh God.
Yeah.
It just looked so bad. Like non-rhythmic white man dancing, but dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
It was
like
so
someone
bad.
Lost a bet.
It was very bad.
Yeah. And I just, again, I love Cameron, but I just put awkward and weird.
And the looks were too safe. It was
just metallic
jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Like it was very basic.
Yeah.
Which I think it bums me out, because I do like Cameron. But I think that, like, she's got to figure this out.
Yeah, she's got to crank that up.
Yeah.
So then,
blah, blah, blah.
Monet. you go into this one.
All right. It's just, I wouldn't like, it's not like you would look at it and say, oh my God, this is terrible. But when you start looking at it closer and you dig into it, it's like, what? Why? Like, none of this really makes any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's very discombobulated.
They're wearing, at least for once, Monet put on a big wig. Thank you. Although it was not brushed out well and not styled well. It looked like a giant rat's nest.
Yeah.
And did the same thing to Tyler, which is unfortunate. Number two, they're both in these tiny little cocktail outfits with a tearaway reveal that is just anticlimactic. Monet's dress, it is a dress, but it is up to the crotch. Like, not long enough to be a dress, but not cut right to be like a shorty, short bodysuit thingy.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And then, so they're both wearing green, so I guess that goes together. They're both wearing, like, joke store round plastic glasses.
Just so...
That doesn't make any sense because they're like in a club outfit, but then they have these weird glasses on.
Why not do like super cool green glitter, like glittery, even like mask type thing, you know, like make that the cool pronounced
something, but like,
let's slap these.
I think
fake
Monet,
glasses
but Monet's
over
used to
poorly
like
done makeup.
Monet's used to doing like goofy gags. And I think it was a way to distract from the makeup. The fact that like the makeup on Tyler did not look good.
No.
The eyebrows looked like weird stamps that were like stamped on the head too close together and too high up.
I was going to say they're like the surprised like,
like an emoji or something.
Exactly.
Like their makeup did not go together and it didn't look good. And then Monet had these like tall sort of like hooker boots on.
No, they were leg warmers.
Were they leg warmers?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, why don't you just rip those right off?
It was what I have had issues with Monet throughout, where it's like not well thought through and just executed really sloppily.
Yeah.
And I think that she did Tyler dirty because Tyler did really great on the runway.
And was so into it
and
so,
had fun.
Like, I wish that Tyler would have been paired with someone.
With someone else, yeah.
Well, but I mean, Eureka wouldn't have. Well, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hindsight, but.
I know.
It's just unfortunate.
But it was disappointing across the board for me. I don't think it like screamed like awful, but it's all of the details. But I feel like that's what happens with Monet. Like if you look at it from far away, it's fine. But the closer you get, you see all the cracks and it's like, no, not good enough.
Agreed.
Okay, Lindsay. Oh my God. We are so happy, you guys.
I can't handle
it. We are so happy. Ms. Cracker and Ms. Cookie come out. And number one, they look adorbs.
I mean,
just the funny, like, so cute.
They were playing off each other. You could tell that Ms. Cookie was just in it to win it and feeling confident and just laying it on the runway.
And Cracker was out there sort of doing her shtick, but also gave Ms. Cookie so much room to do her thing.
Yeah. Which is what the judges want to see.
Yes.
You know, they want you to look good, but they want to see your drag daughter, sister, whatever, shining.
Yes. And oh my goodness. Like, definitely Ms. Cookie
stole the show.
Is the winner.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
100%.
Like, feeling those oats. It was hilarious.
When she picked the thing off the road, I think it was
a flower
something.
Or a butterfly, and she like bent over to pick it up and was like flashing her butt at the judges.
I couldn't, and twerking then, all over.
Then during judging, she starts like flirting with the judges and singing happy birthday Mr. President.
I couldn't handle it. It just made me so happy and like exactly everything I want out of this challenge.
It was so fun. I think that it was by far one of the very best.
I think it has to be. Nothing else comes to mind that is better I guess I would have to watch, but it really is so good.
Peppermint's makeover in season nine?
I don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Eight?
No, nine. She was in nine.
I'm thinking All-Stars.
Was great. Okay. Was really great. The cast member who was like, was it Spearmint, I think might have been his name. Mm-hmm. And he was just a total hoot, like was just totally living it. Although yeah. he didn't look as good as Cookie looks. Cookie looks hot.
Well, like RuPaul said, she's filling the fish.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
She looked great.
Very, very.
And who would have known that like bearded dude that walked
man
in.
Shy man.
I know.
Ugh, I just. And that to me, again.
Amazing.
Total transformation.
Yeah.
Like, of course, someone like Frankie is going to be easy to put in that role. But you take someone like Chester and turn him into Cookie.
It was so fun.
So
much fun. So I think that we're both pretty confident saying that was our come through queen
oh, yeah.
this week.
Oh yeah. Yes. No question.
And then for me, I'm going to nominate Monet as my
need help packing
queen, because I'm over the sort of half-assed I'm going to ride by on my charisma.
Yeah.
I'm just over it at this point. Yeah. Lindsay, who was your need help packing queen?
Mine was Aquaria, because for one, the connection wasn't there, and I thought the looks on both of them were atrocious. And, you know, I think Aquaria, all she has is some looks and maybe some hints of fun somewhere in the
right.
empty cage of a person. So, yeah, that Aquaria
All
was
right.
my choice.
So, we get it right. That was way louder than it meant to be. Sorry.
Blast your ears.
Aww,
that's nice.
Gentle clapping.
Yeah, that's a golf clap. The other one was...
Cracker and Cookie are the winners of the week.
Ugh. Deservedly
so. It was so funny because Ms. Cracker won a gift certificate to Latex Dress Company. And Cookie won a gift certificate to Klein Epstein Parker, the suit makers that make Rue's suits. And Rue said, Ms. Cookie, if you want to swap prizes, just talk to Ms. Cracker. It's so good.
You never know. Maybe this has changed Chester's life.
You never know. So our bottom two, well, the bottom three, I mean, Aquaria was just on the edge of being
yeah.
in the bottom because she definitely did not excel this week.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the only saving grace was some of the judges like that makeup, and I still just don't.
I think that was the only saving grace.
I don't think it was that great. So
that ended us up with Cameron and Monet in the bottom two and lip syncing for their life.
For their life.
And I'm going to just play a little clip from the song Good as Hell by Lizzo. Because we'd never heard this before, and it's so fun.
So fun. I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Good as hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Good as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving. Yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit. In there, swimwear, going to the pool shit. Oh, my God.
So fun. I'm going to listen to that so many times later.
Yeah. I'm sold. Good job, RuPaul.
So fun.
Promote.
Get it. And it was a fun lip sync. Sort of.
So I thought Cameron did awesome.
Well, yeah.
I think Cameron
it was
a
one-sided lip sync. I mean,
performer.
Cameron was sassing it up. Monet, I felt her trying, but it was so
but it was
sloppy.
It was the desperation thing. And, you
yeah.
know, I'm sorry, but if it's just, like, pull your dress down.
Well, she kept doing this squatty thing where she would, like, crouch and squat, but she's wearing this uber short dress that would hike up, and it looked like when you, like, her panties stretched, like...
So there was like a bridge. It was a bridge. You know, it wasn't.
It
was just
looked really
weird.
Rough.
It was just weird. And again, the desperation when she walks out and comes back in and slides and breaks a light bulb and then's crawling all over the stage. I'm like, oh, girl, this Well, just it was, be yourself.
It was gimmicky and it didn't have a whole lot of like sing the song and have fun. And it just felt desperate. It totally did. And so Cameron won. And I think it was well deserved.
I agree. Although I will say I feel like Cameron's went a little more gimmicky as well. But I think as a response to as much as Monet was
She started pulling out the stops. But
so to me, it wasn't a great lip sync challenge. No. And especially following last week where it was so
And
good.
It was a bummer because it was such a fun song. I feel like it could have had a lot more potential. Yeah.
But I am glad Cameron. I definitely think she deserved it.
Yeah.
And it was just time for Monet to go. You know, she needs to polish herself up.
To figure out who Monet is a little bit more. Like, I think she has an idea, but like it's not fully conceived.
I think she is trying to be a Bob the drag queen. And I think she needs to be herself because to me, the whole sponge thing was her answer to Purse First.
I totally thought that. Same exact thing. I'm like, she's trying to find a catch and a gimmick so that she can hook people. And it's like, no. You need to be you, and that stuff will come on its own.
She needs to find herself. She needs to be her own queen.
Well, and Lindsay, have you seen her music video that she came out with?
I have not.
I'm pretty sure that they can only come out with that stuff after they get eliminated because, like, Blair came out with a song right after. And I saw this yesterday, and it's full of sponges. Her music video is full of sponges, and Bob the drag queen backs her up, and they're both wearing sponge outfits. And it's like, come on. It's so dumb.
It's just, you know, have your gimmick thing. That's fine, but...
It's
just desperate.
I wrote down, leave that sponge in the bucket, girl.
Oh, that's good.
That's how I feel.
That sponge is soggy. Get rid of it.
Sponges carry bacteria.
Gross.
You can't wash that shit out. Throw it in the garbage.
Mm-mm. Light it on fire.
On fire. This sponge is on fire.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't we have a button for that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
There we go. Great.
I like real applause. Applaud me.
Applauses. So, following that, we get into the real question.
Oh.
Brittany, who do you think's going to go next week?
I will tell you.
Who do you think's time is served?
They
need
to
max. Come out with a music video.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Don't say.
I'm sorry, Lindsay, but Cameron's got to go.
I don't know.
It's hard because I really like her, but I don't think she has the personality to be in the spotlight like that.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. I know love her. And I do love her, too, but I think that she has a lot of talents, but I think that being the center of attention in that kind of a venue is not it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you with that. And, you know, I'm going to not choose her just because I love her and I want Eureka to go more. And I think Eureka is also one of those kind of one trick ponies.
All right, so I'm going to say Cameron. You're going to say Eureka.
Yep.
And we will see what happens.
No.
And you guys, it's going to be sad because... There's one full week without a show, but luckily Lindsay and I are behind in recording, so you won't have to wait.
Yay, and we can get on track.
I know, we can finally catch up after a whole bunch of craziness, but you guys hang in there. We'll drop this puppy so you'll at least have something to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll meet up again for real top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is Lindsay saying, "I'm gonna go enjoy me some Pride this weekend."
Oh yes!
Oh, have
Salt
fun,
Lake
peeps.
City Pride this weekend. Hopefully, we'll see some of you guys out there. We'll see you next week. Well, we won't see you, but you know, you'll hear us. That's it. I'm doing my best.